Welcome to Family Worship Center. I pray that you are blessed. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight, giving up your Saturday to be here. We are excited that you are here. All those joining via, online, we welcome you. Amen. I pray that you receive tonight the blessing that the man of God in this house is going to give to you. Amen. Just receive it. Tune your hearts and your ears in. Amen. Zion's Lions is with Kristen Kaufman, and Kingdom Kids is with Liza Shirey, which I don't think so. Oh, did you guys flip-flop last week? Lindsay Cyrus is with Kingdom Kids tonight. So, and Kristen has the other class. I'm calling everybody that is available tomorrow. If you're not doing anything, we scheduled a work day here at the church to get some stuff done. We need a lot of help. Yeah, 10 a.m. till 12:30. If you have to come later, you can. If you have to leave early, you can. We have a lot of cleaning out stuff again and painting. We would love to have you. If you're not doing anything, come. Come and be a part. We have a good time when we come work days, and we fellowship and have fun, and it's a good way to meet people maybe you don't know. Amen. But come, our food and fellowship tonight, and so come downstairs after, snacks and coffee. Tonight's provided by Marvin and Marcia Snyder, so make sure you come down and get a bite to eat. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor Chris and I, Family Worship Center. Thank you for giving so abundantly to this house, and if you feel led, I pray that you go home, ask God. And we have a lot of building projects. This whole sound room, we would love to get done. And we got the stage to build. That's going to come. We ordered carpet this week. Amen. For a couple rooms and areas in the church. There's a big area out here that we are getting a painter, and he's going to be painting. So if you feel led to give a little extra, that would be wonderful. Give it to our building fund. Amen. And it'll go to the building needs of the church. You can give three ways: in person, online, or through the app. Just scan that QR code that's on all those cards you see in the sanctuary, and it'll take you right to our website or our app, and you can give that way. Stand with me. It is a pleasure to give in this house, so we make it a part of worship. Amen. So get your tithes and offerings ready, and bring them up as they play. But today I was driving here, and this song just kept playing. There's no other name. There's no other name. There's no other name but Jesus. Listen to me, church. There's no other name but Jesus. There is no one that can heal your heart, save your soul, restore. There's no one else like Jesus. The word says, oh Lord, there is none like you, nor any other God beside you. There's no other God that can match our God. Listen, it is tried. The kings in the Bible, they've tried to come. Moses, when Pharaoh tried to come up against, and they put their snakes down, Moses put his down, his rod, and they ate up all the other ones. Listen, there's no other God beside our God. No other name. We know where the power is. It's with Jesus Christ. The name above all other names. No other name can save me. No other name can restore. No other name can heal my heart. No other name but Jesus. He's worthy of all honor and praise. There's no other name, church. Hallelujah. He said, oh Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on the earth, keeping covenant and sowing loving kindness to your servants who walk before you with all their hearts. Hallelujah. So I just implore you today, if you're struggling with something, cry out to Jesus. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. Can we just say that, church? Jesus. Jesus. Mean it. Jesus. We need you today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God. There is no other name like you. No one beside you. No one in heaven and earth could compare to our God. Hallelujah. I thank you for saving me, for setting me apart, Lord God, for saving us, Lord God, for putting your hand upon this house. Hallelujah. Upon our families, Lord God, upon our children, upon our children's children, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you just minister to our hearts tonight, Lord God, and let us know there is no one like you, no one beside you, no one compares to our God. Hallelujah. And we just worship you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Into darkness, you reached down to save us. You conquered the grave, you caused a divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How could we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop singing. Set free. No longer bound in chains. You rescued me and called me by name. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How could we ever hold it inside?
Tonight. Awesome. Good to hear. God is good, so we should be good. Because God is good. So I just want to welcome everyone here on Facebook and on the app. Just want to just encourage everyone, as I do every week, just continue worshiping God, even if you're at your home, your car, or wherever you may be, because He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. ain't gonna get past my name till he called my name. I'm so glad he changed me. Darkness held me down, but Jesus pulled me out. I'm no longer bound. I'm so glad he saved me. I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's no light. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I'm at the altar of my story, and he's mine. Yes, he's mine. Sin has left me blind. Jesus opened my eyes. Now I see the
so glad he changed me.
Now I'm walking free. I've got the victory. See, it's over me.
I'm so glad he changed me.
See, I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's no light. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down. The author of my story, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine.
There is a new name.
There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I'm at the author of my story, and it's mine. And it's mine. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. The I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am who you are. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I met the author of my story, and he's mine. Yes, he's mine. There is a new name written down in glory, and he's mine, and it's mine. I'm at the author of my story, and he's mine. Yes, he's mine. And he's mine. Yes, he's mine. And he's mine. Yes, he's mine. And he's mine. Yes, he's mine.
In the middle of the storm, now rise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You ought to hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. Gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. Gonna hear my praises soar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. Raise a hallelujah. I 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 raise a hallelujah.
to peace. The storm surrounding me and I pray at your name still. Call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise, breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you'll let me take this devil. Jesus, Jesus, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Hallelujah. Your name is a light. Shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. We're singing Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, the silent fear. Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light. Shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, I want you to take hold of somebody's hand right now. Come on, let's all stand. Come on, in God's presence. Let's just stand up right tonight. I just want you to take hold of somebody. Come on, everybody in the house, let's stand up. Come on, let's give God glory. He's worthy of all of our praise. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to know that there's darkness, hallelujah, that the name of Jesus confronts. Come on, amen. I said the name of Jesus confronts darkness, hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, that light drives out any darkness. So tonight, we stand here tonight, God, lifting up your name, that any darkness, hallelujah, anything, God, Lord, that would try, God, Lord, to absorb any authority, God, Lord, that it bows at the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Anything, hallelujah, no matter what it is, God, we're going to cry out to your name, God, and declare it tonight.
That the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus' name is Jesus. Your name is alive.
Come on.
Forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name
light
is alive.
Shadows,
the shadows
cannot
deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, darkness cannot survive.
Jesus, Jesus. You made the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, shout it out one more time.
Jesus, Jesus. You made the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You sounded free,
oh.
Jesus, Jesus. The darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, we cry,
Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
come on, pray, friends. Come on, hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus,
we're here tonight, God.
You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus,
oh Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
To know that there's so many people, they don't know who they are, they don't know who they are, they don't know where they fit into. Come on, I want you to hear this real quick. They don't know where they fit into. Hear me, there's a generation, everybody listen, because I feel this. Come on, you, there's things that try to distract you, but I want you to hear these words right now. Hallelujah. There is, I'm telling you what, there's darkness that tries to come upon our children, not knowing who they are in Jesus Christ. But the identity of who I am is found in the name above every other name. Come on, amen. And outside the name of Jesus, I am lost. Hallelujah. That outside of Jesus' name, I cannot find my way. I cannot find direction outside of His name. That's why it's so important for us to know where I stand and who He is to me. Come on, amen. That He is my Savior and my Lord. Hallelujah. He is Jesus. He's the name above all names. That is the name, hallelujah, above all names. And in that place, in the midst of this world that we live in today, all the place in society that there's this darkness that causes people not to know who they are. They don't know who they are. And their problems cause them to tremble. Their situations cause them, their condition where they're at causes them to tremble. But I want you to know, hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, that know the name of Jesus, that nothing will make me tremble like the name of Jesus. Nothing will cause me to bow but the name of Jesus. Nothing will cause me to break but the name of Jesus. It's Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Need to pray over our children. You need to speak life into your children, the name of Jesus, that they do not get lost in not knowing who they are. And if tonight you do not know the name of Jesus as your Savior, I pray that you do not leave this place without making Him your Lord, knowing that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life with the blood that was purchased for you on the cross, that that life that was His life that was given for you, that your name can be written down in the book of the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name. Come on, amen. Your name. That you gotta have a surety that you know without a shadow of a doubt that your name, because you have lived in faith, knowing that your name is written down in glory. Come on, amen. Is your name written down tonight? Come on, tonight. Hallelujah. But I pray tonight that you just let God speak to your heart. Come on, give God praise one more time. Come on, give God praise. Come on, yes, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you tonight. I ask Father God right now, God, Lord, that you move in our midst. Pray to God, Lord, that you speak to our hearts. I pray to God, Lord, that you come up against anything that's faithless in us. Anything that, hallelujah, God, Lord, any doubt that's within us, I pray that it has to leave. It has to leave. Come on, amen. Any doubt within our hearts, come on, let's pray that. That God, Lord, it has to leave. It cannot stay. Any shadow of doubt that we might have, it's got to leave. 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 But God, Lord, that we stand in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Come on, hallelujah. Give somebody beside you a high five. Give somebody an air high five. Just air somebody a high five. All right, there we go. I got some. All right. You awake. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? I said, do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. We'll shout about a lot of things. I know some of you were shouting last night at the Penguin game. Some of you will shout when somebody important walks in a room, but I'm here to tell you, there's no other name bigger than Jesus. Hallelujah. No other name. No other name. Like my wife said, she opened with that. They sang that song. I felt in my heart. Listen, as they were singing that song, I am who I say, I am who He says I am, because the I am, can you help me with this? Sang it 15 times there and I can't remember. I am who He says I am, because the I am says I. Can you say it real quick?
Hold on. Wait. I gotta cheat, man. Wrong song. Yeah, I should have asked Bill.
Because the I am tells me who I am. Listen, I want you to know, here's the thing. If you're struggling with who you are, you need to take hold of the I am. Because the only way I know who I am is by the I am. By knowing the I am, I know who I am. I said, by knowing the I am, I know who I am. Come on. By knowing the I am, I know who I am. Come on, and the things that will try to surround me, to charge me, come on, to run. Come on, we face real things. But if I don't know who I am, I'll run. But when I know who I am, that no matter what it might be, if it's a wall, I'm going to leap over it, hallelujah. Or I'll run through a troop, leap over a wall, no matter what it is. I will be in the midst of a fernery fires because I know who I am, because the I am says I am. I can stand, hallelujah, in a lion's den. Why? Because I know who I am and I know who He is. He knows who I am. Hallelujah. I find my identity. When someone tries to take my identity, I've already given it to Him. I found it in Him. I surrendered it to Him. I've laid it down at His feet. I want you to know that when we try to find our own identity in this world, We get confused. We get lost, but we got to find our identity in the one who created me, the one who made me, the one who designed me, created me in his image and likeness. And the only way I find out who I am is in him. God bless you. Thank you. Praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we jump right in the Word of God? This message is called faith. Say faith. Come on, say it real loud. Say faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith. Let's look at this scripture 10. Hebrews 10. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to pray for Jason before we get started, because he's going to be really high on the scaffolding tomorrow. Pray that he's okay. Right, Dan? Jason ain't getting up there. Listen. Having therefore, say therefore. Therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Come on, can you say boldness? That I have boldness, 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 boldness. Listen, if I don't know who I am in Jesus Christ, I find myself in hesitation to enter in. Listen, hear me tonight. Listen, I want you to get this. I believe I have this, that we come to a place that we mature in our faith with God. Come on, amen. That it gets bigger. Tell someone to get bigger. Not smaller, come on in, but to get bigger. Come on. That we begin to expand who God is within our lives. Amen. I become less, God becomes more. Amen. That's what we need in this church. That's what we need in the churches. That God becomes more and I become less. Hallelujah. And that's from a place of surrender. Amen. Not from a place of stubbornness. Not from a place of, I'm going to get through this on my own. I'm going to get through this. But we have to be at a place where that we don't hesitate, but we come boldly. Come on, say don't hesitate. Come on, we got to learn not to hesitate, because the longer you hesitate, you're going to have a hard time wanting to enter in. Because the longer you hesitate, there's more distractions that come in. There's more things that try to get in front of you to distract you from entering in. But the Bible says come boldly. So whatever you are, whatever we go through, whatever that situation that we're facing, we are to not hesitate. Tell someone, no, don't hesitate. But to enter in boldly. Come on in, to enter in boldly. Because why? Because this is what the Word of God says to me. It says, and why? Why? Not out of my merits, not out of what I did. Come on, not out of my own strength. But because why? Because of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Jesus Christ upon my life. It says, by a new living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that it is to say his flesh. And it says, in having a high priest over the house of God, let us, come on, let us, say let us, draw near with a true heart, with an open heart. Come on, we got to let God, we got to go in boldly. Because listen, if we don't enter in boldly, come on, when we hesitate, we begin to let things cloud our hearts and our understanding. We begin to let things cloud our thinking. Come on, amen. But we're entering boldly. Don't hesitate, but to draw near to God. Draw near to God. See, it's time to draw near to God. I want you to know that when you draw near to God, darkness flees. Any untruth about who you are or what's trying to invade your life, darkness cannot stay. Come on, tell someone it's got to go. It's got to go. Come on, amen. So when I draw near to God, hallelujah, when I come into the light, when I enter into the light, when I begin to get more light, I get more life. It says, let us draw near with a pure heart in full assurance. Full assurance of faith that I walk in convinced, full convinced assurance of faith,
having our own hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure, pure blood. That I have full confidence and faith. I want you to hear this, know that faith, it affects us. Your faith in God affects somebody else. Just as much as your doubt affects somebody. Come on, hear me. Come on. Just like my doubt, my trust in God can affect somebody, I want you to know that my faith in God can affect somebody. When I walk in this place with faith, when I walk in this place with assurance that I'm coming boldly into the presence of God, I'm coming in with boldness to the presence of God to receive what God has for me right here tonight. Come on, say tonight. Come on, that I don't stumble. Come on, that I come into this place with assurance, knowing who I am, that I'm drawing near, that we come in a place here tonight that we're drawing near to God in assurance and confidence of knowing who I am in Him and who He is in me. And it says, and let us, see, but he says first, that we don't have an evil conscience. That my conscience is clear, that it's open unto God. There's nothing hidden before Him. That I surrender to God. Because listen, when I don't have that clear conscience unto God, I'll hesitate coming in to His presence. I'll hesitate into surrendering to Him in my life. Someone, don't hesitate. Come on, don't hesitate. Come on. Listen, Hebrews 4:16. While I read this, verse 23. Let us, here it is again, let us hold fast with the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. He's faithful. Say He's faithful that has promised. That we hold to the promises that God has given us. That I am who He says I am. Come on, amen. That I can enter in through faith. That I hold on to the promises of God. Amen. That I don't waver. Tell someone, don't waver. Come on, but I stand sure in the profession that I declare. Come on, in my confession with my mouth that I keep confessing it. You know, I want you to know that I got to keep, because here's why. Tell someone, keep confessing. Come on, keep confessing. You know why? Because there's a lot of things that come to distract us, to cause us, hallelujah, what is my confession? That He is Lord, that He is King. There's a lot of things that try to usurp authority, but I got to keep confessing who He is, that He's Lord, hallelujah, over my life. I got to keep confessing with faith. You got that, Hebrews 4? Grab that for me. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And that we find grace in help in the time of need. That I begin to get grace. And I keep coming and I get more grace. You know what grace is? It's God's influence in your life. How many of you need God's grace? I said, how many of you need God's grace? I need God's divine influence in my life. So I got to enter boldly, hallelujah. And no matter what my struggle is, I got to keep confessing Him as Lord in my life over my situations and not let my situations confess in my life. Tell me and dictate to me the way I'm going to live my life. But I'm going to let the confession of my mouth unto God. Come on, amen. My wife bought me some glasses, and these ones are defective. And they're not. Did you get yours? Okay, good. It says, say hold fast. I got to hold fast. He says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Come on, tell someone, quit wavering. Come on, we got to stand in faith that we can't waver. We got to be in that place. And how you keep from wavering is you enter boldly. Come on, that you don't hesitate when you're faced with something in your life that's bigger than you, no matter what it is. We need not hesitate, but I need to give it to God. Come on, if you're offended, how many of you have ever been offended? I'm going to say it one more time because we're not going to have liars in the church. How many of you have ever been offended? Come on. We've been offended. Every one of us have been offended. And we talked about Wednesday night. If you weren't here, you need to get it, because you can live in a place where you're never, ever offended. That's the word of God. Amen? You live in a place that I'm never offended. Because here's why. Because offense, every one of us are offended. That's okay. It happens. But if I take the bait, tell someone, don't take the bait. What I need to do is whenever the bait's there and I see the offense, I need to go boldly. Come on, say go boldly. I need to go boldly to God. And I need to realize one or two or three things. I need to realize, did it come from a man or a person? And if it did, what am I going to do? I'm going to pray for you. If you offend me, I'm going to pray for you. You okay? Just ahead of time, offend. And you can say it to me. If I offend you, pray for me. If Satan offended you, there's no worries. You know why? Because he's under my feet. Say he's under my feet. I said he's under my feet. He don't got no keys unless you give him. Jesus took the keys off of Satan. He took the keys, and the only way he gets it back is if you give it to him. He's not going to drive my life. He's under my feet. And the third thing is this, if God offended you, I'm here to tell you, God offends me sometimes. When God gives me his truth and it cuts me, it hits me deep within. How many of you have ever had the word of God just cut you? And when I let that word of God touch me, what I do in that place is let God. Go ahead, God. Do what you got to do. I want you to know that Jesus did not live in offense. He was offended on every measure, from Satan to man to even the Father, because the Father turned. But Jesus did not stay offended. He said, Father. And he died upon the cross, not taking the bait of offense. Tell someone, don't take the bait. I want you to hear this and listen to me. There's four things. Can somebody grab me a chair? Is there a chair back there? Somebody get me. Don't run. All right. There's just one of those ones right. You got, let him grab. You got one right there? Oh man, you guys, oh wow. Jeez. Come on, give them applause. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. How many of you guys know that this has four legs? Say four legs. And in my faith with God, I got to have four things that I'm able to sit on. I want you to know that sometimes you could, if I wanted to, no, I'm not going to do it because I'm not really agile right now. But I could try, if you get a young athletic person, they could probably try to balance themselves on one leg. And in school, do you remember everyone who used to do this? Lean your chair back. You know you could do it on, come on. You know you could do it on two. But I want you to know that we need to do it on all four, that we could be stable, that we can walk in faith. And this is how your surety of your faith is sure, by four things. You want to hear what they are? Come on, you want to hear what they are? Number one is this. You got to stand on this truth. You got to take hold of this truth, because it's the beginning of you being able to sit right. It's God's good. Come on. I said God's good. Don't take the bait. People will look around. The biggest reason why some people don't go, and the first thing I always get with people, I said, how come you not? I said, why does God let all this evil happen in the earth? Come on. How many of you have ever asked that? People have asked you that question. I want you to know that, listen to me, you got to be sure in who you are to know that it's not God. Say it's not God. Come on, he didn't take the bait, we did. And because we took the bait, hallelujah, man eats from the fruit from the tree that we took. And that is the tree of good and evil. Come on, amen. And from that place, hallelujah, man is living in sickness, death, poverty, perversion, all those things. It's not because of God. Because why? Because it's the first thing to be able to sit in faith. It's God's good. Come on, you got to have that. What is he? He's good. He's good when? All the time. Come on. He's good all the time. Come on. You might not feel like he's good, but I'm here to tell you, God's good all the time. Say all the time. All the time. God is good. All the time, we got to stand in that. I got to get these t-shirts made. Come on. It's the greatest witness. God's good. No, he's not. Yes, he is. Do you know him? No, I do. A lot of people that don't know him try to convince us who he is. I'm here to tell you I know who he is. The second thing is this. It's with God. Say it again. With God. All things are possible. I said with God. All things are possible. Now I'm be able to sit. Come on, now I can sit. Tell someone sit down. Sit down on those two things. God's good, and with God all things are possible. I want to sit on those two things, and if I'm able to take hold of those two things, I could sit in faith. But there's more. Tell your neighbor there's more. Come on, there's more. And I got to be able to take hold of these four things. Is this the third thing is this. Everything. Say everything was settled at the cross. Come on, now I'm getting some legs to sit on. Come on, God's good. With God, all things are possible. And everything. Some things. Oh, pastor, you don't know my situation. Everything. Oh, pastor, come on, amen. Listen, if you don't know this, you're going to have a struggle trying to hold yourself up on just those two things. You're going to have a hard time holding yourself on just those two things. But when you realize that everything is settled at the cross. Come on, everything is settled at the cross. That your salvation has been bought at the cross with his blood. Hallelujah. Tell someone it's strong enough. It's strong enough to cover your life. It's strong enough, hallelujah, to free you from any sin and any bondage that tries to chase you down. That's what it is. So that faith begins to sit a little stronger. And the fourth thing is this, the hardest thing. Hardest thing to get. Here's what it is. You ready? I'm significant. Tell your neighbor you're valuable. Listen, the enemy wants you to have an identity crisis. You got to know you're significant. Because here's why. You will come to church bent, broken, hurt, and in infirmity. Feeling like you're not worth something. But when you know who you are, and you know who he is, you know he's good, hallelujah, you know with God all things are possible, and you know that everything's been taken care of at the cross, you can find your identity that you are significant in him. I'm significant in him. I'm worth something in Jesus Christ. Why? Because he bought you. If there was no worth, and the price that he paid for you makes you worth something. Say it makes me worth something. I'm worth something because he said, I'm worth something. He gave his life so that I can live. I'm worth something. You're valuable. You know, the enemy wants to keep us in a place where we don't think we're valuable so that we won't give what's in us. The Bible says that in you, in this earthen vessel, is a treasure. Do you believe that tonight? I want you to know that that truth will change where you go, what you do, and what you, who you do it to. I'm preaching to myself. I said it'll change what you do to people, how you act towards people, when you begin to understand that. Changes everything. Say it changes everything. I began to realize that in this earthen vessel is a treasure. It's a treasure. That I realize that I have something to give you and that you have something to give me. And I will not... Listen, when I walk in this place, I know not in a place... Hear me tonight. Listen to me, when I go to Walmart, when I go to, ask my wife, if I go to the dollar store, wherever I go to the gas station, I'm looking for somebody that's broken and hurt. Somebody that needs what I got. because I'm confident not in me, but I'm confident in who he is in me. I'm confident in the treasure that's in this earthen vessel. Come on, this broken vessel, come on, that he has set free. Why? Because I know he's good. Come on, I know that with him all things are possible, and I know that everything has been settled on the cross, and I know that I'm significant, that I got something to give you because he's given me to give to you. That we got life. We have something to give. So when I walk in this house, I want to give you something. We need to walk in this house knowing that we have something to give. He wants you to sit in your seats and feel like you have nothing to give. Are you all right? You love me? Thanks, Kel. You have to. You got to. And it says, so listen. It says, so he is faithful that promised it. Tell someone he's faithful. How many of you guys know that without, and this stinks, can I be honest? Without challenges, I don't find out his faithfulness. By me stepping out from getting out of my position of faith that he's given me to sit in, I'm seated with him in the heavenlies. By me getting up from that place, I will not experience his faithfulness because I do not give God the place to step in that place to be faithful. I don't, in the other word that we could use for faith is trust. If I step out of that position from him catching me and I hit the ground, you all heard the story before. I had a young girl. I was teaching a lesson about trusting and have faith in God. And I was teaching these kids that, listen, I was telling them that, listen, I'm going to have her fall back into my arms. I'm going to catch her. And if she's not sure, come on, when you're falling backwards that you can't see, but you're trusting what? The person to be there for you. How many of you guys know that, you know me, while I was telling her to fall, I had something else to say. Father, I repent that I scarred that young girl for life. Hit the ground. I wasn't there. I'm here to tell you I might fail you, but he never will. See, it's that place that I trust God. It's a place of trust that you can't see. Tell someone you can't see sometimes. Faith. Faith is a thing that we don't always see, but we trust God, that we live in that place. And as you begin to build some trust with God, as you begin to build and you put yourself in that place and you sit in the seat, you sit in that seat. And you, whatever comes your way, come on, that you begin to trust God that gets you out of it. That you begin to trust God that he's faithful. He doesn't fail you. Come on. Every time I found people that says God's not faithful, I'm going to tell you what, you've got out of your seat. You've got out of your seat. Because every time I found God not faithful, I wasn't sitting in my seat. All right, just you love me? All right. And it says, so he's faithful, they promised. He says, let us. Here it is again, let us. This is a lettuce. Come on, this is important to eat your lettuce. So let us. Thanks, Dale. Let us. I want you to know that your trust in God, your faith in God, this is the result. Do you understand that Galatians 6:5 says this? I believe that it's 6:5. It says that how does faith work? Faith works by love. Say love. Faith works by love. Here's what I mean by this. Listen, I want you to get this. This is what this declares. Is that it? No, I'm sorry. Galatians 5:6? Yeah, 5:6. I said 6:5. Let's try it. Ready? And he says, but faith, come on. But faith? How's it work? Here's what I mean by that. Faith, trust, works by love with the Father. As I build and I walk in my trust with him and my love with him, it builds my faith. It works. So as I begin to love God, the result of my love for God. We love God in the spirit, right? The result of my love for God is manifested. Do you know how it's manifested? In my love for you. Come on, say rock of offense. See, this can be offended sometimes. This can be hard because, listen to me, because here's why. We don't always want to love people. But I'm telling you, the result of me loving God is manifested by me loving people. It's manifested. Do you know why churches are dead and why they have offense and why people are this way or that way? It's because why? Because they say they love God, but they hate people. You can't do. Because the Bible says that faith is manifested through love. So when I love God, the result of that is I'm going to love you. When I'm in love with God, hallelujah, come on, when I'm in love with God and I have this right relationship with God, Jesus said it. It is a law. What's the law? Love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And that's the second. It's just like the first. Love your neighbor. If you can't do the second, you can't do the first. I'm being real. Am I? So here he says, but let's consider one another. Let's consider one another. So the result of me loving God, in the process of that, I want you to know how important it is for me to love others? Because your faith will grow. If you want stunt growth in your life, you stop loving people. You stop loving people. By love, my love for God manifests love. If I'm not operating in love, I'm not walking in faith. I said, if I'm not walking in love, I'm not walking in faith. He says in one another, he says, consider one another. Consider. Stop. Say stop and consider. Consider about what you're about ready to come out your mouth. Consider what you're about ready to say. Come on, amen. Because let it be the right confession. I got to confess the right thing about those around me. Do you know why people are lost and they don't know which way they're going? It's because we're not telling them who they are in Christ. We're telling them who they are in Satan. You're a dirtbag. You're this. You're a drug addict. You're this. You're that. And we name generations and we put a stamp on them and say, you're this. But the Bible tells me that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but all will have everlasting life. God's job is that no man perishes. That's his desire. That's the will of God. That no man's perish. So all those ones that you feel like maybe they should perish, I'm here to tell you, that's not God's will. Okay. It says, so one another to provoke unto what? Unto love. Do you know what we're good at? My dad used to say, I want you to know, Chris, that you're going to learn to know where your wife's goat's tied. My dad was a farmer. How many of you have heard that before? It means where your goat's tied is where that, listen, I didn't actually know the whole thing, but I know this, that when you know where your wife's goat's tied or your spouse's goat's tied is you know what gets them mad. How many of you know how to provoke one another? Come on. How many of you know how to provoke one another? Come on. I know how to provoke somebody. You with somebody long enough, I know what gets under her skin. So listen, the Bible says consider one another to provoke them to love. I can consider how to provoke her to anger. I know what button to push. And so do you. Come on. I want you to know, and if you don't know how to push the button, the enemy will speak in your ear and give you the ear to hear it if you're not considering love. So whether you know it or not, if you're not walking in love, the enemy might use you to provoke your neighbor. This is making me uncomfortable right now. I'm about ready to walk out the back door. This is the Lord. Provoke unto love that we know the opposite. Say we know the opposite. This isn't to provoke one another to good works. Man, how about if we stirred one another in love? We stirred one another, provoke one another unto God. That we provoke one another in love. That, come on, that we begin to love one another. Come on, we begin to love, not conditional. Come on, not out of place from condition. That as long as you're doing, listen, that world does that. The Bible says that we're not to be like the world. That, listen, the world loves because you can do something for me, so I'm going to do it for you. Come on, can I love somebody that I know that can never do, probably never do anything for me? Come on, am I willing to go to a place where that I know that I might never see them again? Am I willing to love them? This was not on the agenda. He says, not forsaking the assembling of others together, ourselves together. So you don't forsake the assembly. Okay. Forsaking means to pull away. Say pull away. We can't pull away from one another. See, the enemy wants us to be divisive and separated. Why? Because if I'm separated, I'm not being provoked to love. The verse above? Come on. I'm not in that place of being inspired in faith to love one another. I'm at that place where I'm self and where I begin to live selfish. I begin to live unto myself. But God says this is the power to walk in faith, is to love one another. Say, that's power. I want you to know that you can walk in faith for a while when you first get saved, and you can walk in your own revelation of Jesus and your salvation, but eventually you get to a place where you have to begin to grow into the next level, and it's one another. See, because salvation, I enter in, it's me. But as I grow with God, it's we. See, when I was a young kid, I was a teenager, it was me. But then I got a little bit mature and I found a we. I found a we. Say we. Listen to me. And so I found a we, and then all of a sudden a we will ultimately become a him, Jesus. But I can't get to a him without a we. There's no way around it. I've tried to find every other detour through the Bible, and everything is about loving one another. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's one scripture. And I, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, but as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and to do so much the more as you see the day of approaching. Come on. As you see the day. I don't know about you, but I feel like we're in a day right now that we really need to get together. Come on. We need to be at a gate. We need to pull together. We need to stand together. I do not want to be in this day and alone. I don't want to stand in this day by myself. But I want to stand in a day where that I know who I'm loved and I know who loves me. I know in a place where that I'm in a covenant relationship with people, come on, amen, that I prefer you over you prefer me, because there'll be a day where that we'll begin to, we'll give up our own selves, we'll walk away, people will do this and that. I need to know who we are in one another. We need to stand in a place where that we know the covenant that we have with one another, that we know our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that we trust that we become part of the body of Christ. Amen? He says, come on, amen? He says, the pool of gay. He says, the whole. I want you to understand something. We got a gun. Do we know that the whole is greater? What's it greater than? The sum of its parts. How many of you guys know that this and this right here, if I just had the back of this chair, it's a part. It's, but the whole thing together is greater than the sum of its parts. I could just have a back of a chair and carry it around, but I'll never be able to sit down. But if I have the whole part, say the whole parts. I want you to understand something. God designed us to come together as his body, as one body. That we mature and we grow up in him. That we find out who we are because we come together. That I find out, come on, that my strength that I don't have in my own self because I only have one hand. Come on, in my own one hand, but I get together with someone else that got another hand. Come on, amen. I get to somebody. I can go somewhere when I find someone that got some legs. Come on, I can get somewhere. Come on, amen. I can begin to put some things together. Until the body comes together, we cannot carry the weight of the head. And Jesus is the head. Tell someone the body's important. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Say, must believe. What do you got to believe? That he is. That he is what? That he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on. That consistently. If we begin to put our hearts together after we, like we seek food, like we seek whatever those things are, earthly things, if we begin to seek him diligently like those things, say those things. He says, but by faith, I just got to get there real quick. How do I get there? I'm here. Just go ahead and give me some music so I can. So here we go. So listen, so by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into the place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing. Say, not knowing. I want you to know that this is the truth, that me knowing my position with God, with confidence that I've learned to have with God, is from me walking in the not knowing. It's walking in not understanding my condition or the environment that I might be in. It's walking in the not knowing. See, because it's easy if you know. Okay, can you send me the map? God declared to Abraham, Abraham, get up out of your land and go. We would want to know the schedule and the itinerary to which way we are going and how long I'm going to be there. Is it just me? It's not easy walking in the not knowing in that place of trust. But as we do, our confidence begins to soar. They that wait upon the Lord. Something begins to rise up within us. They rise up, hallelujah, like wings of an eagle. Say, rise up. We begin to rise up as we begin to put our trust in God. As we begin to surrender my knowing and to trust his knowing. To trust his thoughts that are bigger than mine. To trust his ways. We got to trust him that he begins to bring us to that place. We trust him. He is who he says he is. Come on, that's what it says. He says he is. Come on, tell someone he is who he says he is. He is who he says he is. That we need to abide. He says, and it says that he began to abide. He abide, he stuck and he stood in God's word. He was at that place where he abide in that word. He didn't move from it. Come on. And when he did move from it, I wanted to get this place because the Bible. This is too much, but I can't get it. Come on, you okay? Help me tonight. Help me for a second. Come on, hallelujah. Help me for a second. He says, but in verse 8, he says, he was 70 years old. Say 70 years old. 70 years old. 75 years old when God spoke to him for the first time. And it says, and now, say now. Now the Lord spoke to him. I want you to know that I need to live in faith. I need to live in a now word. Say now word. I need to live in a now word to what God's saying. I want you to know that Abraham began to live in the now word. The now word. I need to know what God's saying now. I need to walk in the confidence and the surety of what God's saying to me today. I need to abide in that place because that's where my safety is. That's where my shelter is. It was when I abide in that word. Because every day has its own problems. Every day has its own temptations. Every day has their own situations. And I gotta have a now word from God. I gotta have a word. What are you saying to me now, right now, God?
Now word. Say now word. I need to take my daily provision from God. Like I take my breath. And I need to abide in it. God says, go, go. You might not understand it. You might not know. You might not have the understanding, but move in God's word. Just take one step. Just take one step. Just take one step. And then another step will be another, and God will give you another word. And God will begin to walk in what God gives you today. You say, God's not talking to me, because maybe you're not walking what God said to you yesterday. Sometimes we blame God for not talking, but maybe God already said what he needed to say, and I need to walk in what he said yesterday so that I can experience him today. Are you all right? Let me finish. I want you to know that I'm not a liar. I'll finish when I say it. So here it is. So he for that through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Say, when it was impossible. Say, it's impossible. Sometimes God will let us to get to the place of the impossible so that it's him. Because I want you to know that God will let you. You take care of the possible. You take care of the possible. Get up and move my word. That's possible. Sit on the seat in faith. That's possible. Leave the impossible to me. Come on. Come on. If you can do the possible, I said, if you can do the possible, I hear God saying I can do the impossible. But you gotta trust me in the possible. You gotta be in the place of pliability and to be in a place of possibility so that God can do the impossible. You gotta put yourself in the place that's possible so that God can do the impossible. And listen, I want you to know that Sarah placed herself, would you stand? Sarah placed herself in the place of impossibility. Listen to me. Do you know she knows her own body? She knows her own age. But God did not ask her to do something impossible. God said, do the possible. Trust what I have to say. And I want you to hear this tonight. That the Bible says that Sarah judged God. I want you to hear this to know that God wants you to judge him. Do you know what the word judge means? Do you know what a judge does? What does a judge do? A judge decides whether it is true or false. He chooses one or the other. He decides right or wrong. And I'm here to tell you that God, Sarah, judged God faithful. She decided, you got to do this. Come on. I want you to hear this real quick. You have to. And I want you to have to. I do. Just like Sarah, I have to judge God whether he's faithful or not. Either I'm going to sit in a place that God is faithful or I'm going to walk away and not believe that he is. I'm here to tell you that when she believed and she walked believing that God was faithful for 25 years, she began to learn to not walk in the promise, in the gift, but walk in the giver. It became more about God than it did about the other. And because of it, she was able to conceive because of that faith. Just make it possible to believe. Let yourself be in a place of possibility. Are you in that place? Come on, am I in that place? Am I judging God faithful? Am I placing myself in a place of trusting God for my situation?
Am I at a place where that I've placed my life in His hands for eternity? Am I at a place where that I'm willing to surrender my life to believe that He gives me life eternally? Or am I judging Him unfaithful that He can't take care of me? We all have that question to ask. And if you don't know who you are, where you are in Christ, you need to take hold of Him tonight. Whether maybe you've detoured on the journey that God has put you on with Him, get back on track. Put yourself back in that place. Sit in the seat that you know that God's good. With God, all things are possible. Everything's finished at the cross, and you're significant. Surrender to Him. We close our eyes. Father God, Lord, I speak to these ones here tonight, each one of us, everyone that's online, that's watching. God, Lord, that we come to a place of surrender. Every one of us, God, Lord, every one of us have to be at that place where that we're building altars to You. That we come to the place of our heart to surrender to You in our lives. That we're making that decision, that we're judging You faithful because You're faithful. That we begin to grow in our faith with You because You're faithful. What else could we do, God, but grow in faith because You're faithful as we take hold of You? So tonight, dear God, Lord, those that do not know Jesus Christ, Father God, I pray to God, Lord, that they commit their lives to You in salvation. That they say yes to You right here tonight. I want you to know, if you ever, if you don't know who you are in Christ, if you'd want Christ in your life as your Savior, I want you to come. Come on, amen. I want you to come to Jesus right now tonight. Don't walk out of this house without it. Don't walk out without the confidence of knowing who He is in your life as your Savior. But take hold of it. Believe by faith that He is who He says He is. All right, so Father God, we thank You. And God, Lord, with all of our hearts, we are blessed. Come on. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Come on, amen. If anybody needs prayer, I want you to come on up tonight and you go pray for you. Amen. Somebody here will pray.